listener production.
Hello there, it's Ibanez Taylor with your local news briefing. Police wanding powers are set to be expanded to Queensland shopping centres after the mass stabbing at Sydney's Bondi Junction. Police Commissioner Steve Golchevsky says officers are all for expanded powers that keep the community safe.
Look, I understand that's coming through the parliamentary process in the short term. We're very clear about what we think we need. This is always a balance between community safety and individual rights, and I'm certain that's what the Parliament will turn its mind to.
Meantime, Premier Stephen Miles says the Bondi Junction and Sydney Church attacks have truly rocked the nation.
Queensland will provide whatever assistance we can to New South Wales as they progress their investigations.
Rockhampton police have charged three teens with a range of property-related offences following a string of break-and-enters over the weekend. Cop says they broke into a Norman Garden home Saturday night where they stole a Lexus station wagon, using that vehicle to break into another home, and all three appeared in children's court yesterday. Whilst an 18-year-old has been charged after a group of four boys broke into two Norman Garden homes where they took a Subaru SUV. They then allegedly used the vehicle to commit other offences at the weekend, including stealing petrol from servos across Rocky. Keeping with that topic, limited opportunities in regional areas like Central Queensland are leading to increased youth crime, according to Youth Community Futures Research. Chief Investigator Professor Andrew Hickey says more needs to be done to prevent young people being driven towards antisocial and criminal activities.
It really becomes around not sort of band-aiding over the issues as we see them with further police. We still need to get to that core issue here. That is, why are groups of young people feeling so marginalised and alienated that stealing cars and breaking into homes is what they end up doing?
And greyhound advocates are calling for tighter regulations in Queensland's racing industry.